are receptive to Goose Hollow residents and won't be swayed by special interests. I avidly support the City of Portland's comprehensive plan and its 12 goals, which I view as being farsighted and examples of good stewardship of community resources. We know the MAC has a right to develop its own property, but not at the expense of community rights, community livability, and in flagrant opposition to this previously agreed to binding conditional use permit. There must be a level playing field for all. Otherwise, it's a double standard. And that leaves the rest of us with these permanent errors in judgment that we cannot overturn. Portland has committed in writing to creating a green, sustainable, livable city for future generations. We are the envy of the country, but let's not forget this critical fact. People build community, not developers. Developers build buildings. So please support our opposition and stand with us. Be good stewards. We can build community in Goose Hollow together. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Commissioner Fritz, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Novick. My name is Tom Walsh. I'm a member of the Multnomah Club and a lifelong resident of Southwest Portland. I testify today in opposition. The issue before you seems to me to be classic Portland. There are legal and substantive issues which are complex, but the policy choices are really fairly clear. To cite two examples, as Robert Frost put it so eloquently, good fences make good neighbors. Good fences in Portland are our land use policies and the detail of specific zoning boundaries. And a second point is, as neighbors, when we make agreements, we're expected to live by them. In that regard, in the 1990s, the Multnomah Athletic Club made an agreement with its Goose Hollow neighbors that as part of that zoning change, there would be no further construction of club facilities south of Salmon Street. That agreement should be honored. Second, as you've heard today, surveys of the MAC membership indicated decisive interest in parking capacity, but an amazing 70% believe that it is okay. Recalls for me one of Yogi Berra's favorite comments about his restaurant in the Bronx. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. The MAC is crowded. Use by its members is up considerably, and so is the use of meeting space by outside groups. But the current supply of parking, I would argue, is adequate, and I would cite this on a personal basis. For the last 60 years, I have been an almost daily user of the Multnomah Club. I arrive three-quarters of the time by automobile, and never once in those 60 years have I failed to find a parking space, either within the structure or in the immediate neighborhood. Most recently, that occurred last evening. There were 600 members of the Providence Healthcare Foundation at a celebration of the Multnomah Club. The parking garage was full. There was a space on the street, and I was only 5 minutes late to my workout. The Multnomah Athletic Club, in responding to the concerns of its members, is clearly within its rights to request this zone change. I would suggest and argue, however, that the City Council has a greater responsibility, and that is a community-wide precedence, and that request should be denied based on the facts, the history, the prior agreements, and the ethics in the way the city makes livability decisions. This request is unwarranted, unwise, and undisciplined. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, we do have to recess or continue this hearing. So, again, our apologies for those of you who signed up and waited today. Obviously, you will be on the top of the list when we resume the hearing. So the question is, when will that be? Because we'll continue the hearing to both continue to hear testimony and to get to rebuttal and questions by the council before we make a tentative decision. So what date, thank you, Mr. Walsh, on what date might we do that?
I believe we have decided on Thursday, October 30th at 3 p.m.
So that's a time certain that's available,
yes,
for a land use case? Thursday, October 30th at 3 p.m.?
3 p.m.
Okay. So is there any question by council for either party here to that for that process? So again, There's a rebuttal ahead. There's going to be continued, we're going to continue to take testimony from the list of people who signed up. I would not be planning on opening the record for further folks to sign up, but Catherine, how would we do that? Remind me, a situation like this.
Well, if you're continuing the hearing for purposes of taking testimony,
then we won't.
The evidentiary record would remain open.
So the record is open, and, yeah. And but the question is, will additional people be able to sign up to testify on the 30th?
I think that's at the council's discretion.
Any thoughts on that matter? Obviously, we want to again give the folks who came here today the opportunity to speak. It wasn't our intention to have an endless hearing. So my recommendation would be we allow folks who signed up here to speak, and then we then continue the hearing as planned with rebuttal and questions to both the applicant and the principal opponent and their counsel. Is that acceptable to the council?
Mr. Mayor, a detail. There's a document I think that I should add to the record. Earlier in this hearing, I asked Kurt Kruger if he, what would we say to people if we approve additional parking here, if we make a zone change with the purpose of approving additional parking, what would we say to people in parts of the city who've complained that we're allowing apartments to go up without parking and we haven't ordered enough parking to satisfy them? And Kurt said that he thought that actually there is evidence that the parking problems in this area are larger than in many of those areas. And I asked, is there any documentation of that? And he said, well, there's the BPS study last year, City of Portland parking impacts for new TOD, you know, transit-oriented development along Portland inner corridors. So he passed that out to the parties here. It turns out, actually, that doesn't talk specifically about Goose Hollow. So I don't know if it's really relevant, but since I've sort of invoked it, I think maybe I should add it to the record.
I think we should add it to the
Anybody
record.
Anybody can add anything to the record at this point. The hearing's continued, so that if you wanted to send additional comments based on anything you've heard today, you're certainly welcome to do that. Folks who weren't able to be here today can send in comments. So I agree with you, Mayor, that October 30th testimony would be limited to those who signed up. There may then be some questions. There's a possibility we would open up the hearing to everybody else again, but that wouldn't be our intent.
And then again, there have been council requests for specific documents, which staff is already going to provide and put into the record. So.
And Commissioner Fish and I, and possibly others, will also, in the interim, be asking for additional information.
Okay. So the record's open for additional information to come in written form. Council requests for documents will be obviously followed up on. We may have further questions for you, Mr. Janik, and you, Ms. Brager, then. Does that sound acceptable to everyone? All right. Thank you again, and our apologies to those who will have to wait to speak. But we will continue this hearing until October 30th at 3 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I should deserve that.
Can I get into your office?
What?
My staff might have left. Can I get into
your
office?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You'll also be there.
Thanks, you too. Long day in the chair. Well, be careful what you wish for. I'd say we need a corker of a land use
Yeah, actually, and frankly, this might be, you know, my concerns might be illegal, but I am sort of worried about the overall, I mean, do we want to add more parking in the other city?
I am too. No, and this is a kind of the mother of all decisions. It's a comp plan amendment, so we can drive our policy when we make these choices.
Okay.
It's not, yes, it's quasi-judicial, but it's not.
I asked Leah about this just very conceptually a few hours ago, and she said, well, until we have our parking plan completed, I'm generally opposed to adding more parking in the central city. And then I asked Kurt, and he said, well, there really is a parking problem here. So I'm going to have some chance to think about that.
Well, I'm going to go back and look at the 1990s. Until further notice. Thank you, sir. Hey, good to see you. Good. Thank you for good testimony. Thank you.
Which is right out here.
I'll pick her up.
Good to see you.
I'm doing good. I'm in Salem. I'm helping my man. Did Mike move up, by the way?
Yes,
he did.
Okay, thank you very much.
How are you? Thank you.
Rather short and sweet.
Any complaints?
One guy had to leave.
Yeah. His name is also Stephen.
No, I just want to say that it's already on the book that you said that they still have to be 20. They have 24 inches or more. They still have to get a permit. So they'll be going from 24 to 12. We found trees with like 8 or 9 foot diameters.
Are you guys going to the gas station?
That's another nice thing. 30th.
And then you have the Douglas firs, and you have the Goose Hollow right up here. This is probably taken either from Council Crest or from Washington Park.
We're all gonna go to your restaurant.
I can redo my whole speech.
That's what I understand.
Oh yeah? Oh, I think ask her. She needs to go to
So
there's something, you got 3 minutes, that was the final.
But I just wanted to come by.
Sure we can.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
Very.
No,
I just came out of the dark.
Crow comes down and tries to land on your head.
They were taking business in the neighborhood. Well, anyway, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, we're going. We got to get out of here. I've been chasing you.
Oh, I'm